This week's podcast is brought to you by Myers Auto Parts in Marion, Kentucky. Stop by and see Ronnie or Kathy or Kyle and all the rest of the crew at Myers Auto Parts, your local Napa store.
Well, Coach Starnes, we're still here, still playing. Crittenden County's headed into the championship game of the region for the sixth time in school history, and you're fourth. First time we've been here since 2008, and it's got to feel good to keep playing and be playing this late into the season. It's like one of the old jokes about how nobody wanted to coach at Mayfield because the season was too long. Well, we're enjoying it. Your last year is becoming a very long season, and everybody likes that.
Yeah, Chris, and you know, that's exciting. We're proud as we can be for the kids, the coaches as well. It's just you know, continue to extend it, you know, and whether that's part of it or not, whether that's part of what the kids are fighting for, I think that they're competitors and they want to win. Mm-hmm. But whether this is part of it as far as being a last year for me and extending the season, that's the message that a lot of people in the community have been telling me that, mm-hmm. that these kids sure are playing hard for you. They just want
they
to
are.
Extend the
and
season.
The kids talk about it.
Yeah, and which is good. I mean, yeah. that's touching to me. And but you know, Chris, I'm gonna tell you, it's just it's the team that we felt like that we've had from the very beginning, and we just really didn't gel early on. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you think about it, there's only a couple games that we didn't play that to our potential. And we made the mistakes and kind of give the game away, you know. But there might have been two or three games there in the early on that we're still trying to find our way and find our things. Yeah. And now the kids are just clicking. I mean, things are going well. You can go out, you can look at the film, and you can see their offensive linemen they're doing an outstanding job. Running backs are doing a good job. I still think that our receivers need to block a little better because I don't think they're doing a great job. But they're catching the ball. And that's what receivers do.
Doggone Cody Belt just wheeled his way to catching a couple of those balls.
Yeah,
up.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just, it's amazing. It's amazing how they are. And you know, when you have other coaches that are saying, well, they just have a lot of athletes out there. And,
yeah.
And you know, we've got a lot of tough kids. But, you know, I think that part of it was the motivation of, you know, one of their players saying that they have more heart than we have in their paper that I think you so generously sent to us. And, you know, another one stating that, you know, that they've taken away something for us the last 2 years. And if they can just block, then they would be okay. If their lineman can secure, it'd be okay. And that we were just a little bit more, and I forgot what the term was used then, but just a little bit above Fulton County that they had played before, and you know, just a little opposition, a little bit more opposition than the week before. So I mean, we take a lot of that to heart, and especially when you talk about what's in the heart and you really don't know, these kids are playing with a lot of heart, mm-hmm. and we do have a lot of heart. And you know, the character of this team, I think, is displayed and shown at halftime, came out to me at halftime of this game where, you know, you have Gavin Dickerson, who has had an ACL surgery, is no longer being able to play uniform, but still refuses just to give up as part of the team. And I'm going to tell you, Chris, I was concerned at halftime, not at the score because it was 20-20, but it was the demeanor of our kids at halftime. I felt like that our kids were dead. I felt like that they were down. I felt like that they felt like we were going to lose the ball game. Their heads were dragging. There was no motivation. There's no talking. There was nothing. It's just like we had been beat. Mm-hmm. And, that concerned me at halftime. So we addressed that. And then, as I was walking out, I heard Gavin Dickerson in there calling the meeting and getting together and firing them up. You know, and that shows that, you know, Gavin, even though he can't be out there on the field, he still wants to be a part of it and is still doing what he can to motivate these kids to go as far as they could possibly go. And I watch him, you know, talk to the younger linebackers as they come off and helping those and doing what he can. So I think that kind of shows what the character of this team is for everybody, and not just him, but for everybody in the way that we are.
Well, those young linebackers really stepped it up in this game. Braxton Winters had a career game. Again, he's a freshman, 10 solos and 5 assists. And Caden had, I think, four solos and 4 assists. And doggone Tyler Boone just keeps playing amazing football, 4 solos, 7 assists, tackle for loss, a sack. Those guys really stepping up and playing some great football, as they have been. And it's amazing to watch how these younger guys play with such poise, and they play like upperclassmen. Got great games out of your upperclassmen too. Like I said, Cody Belt, a couple of catches he made were incredible.
Yeah, great catches. I mean, he made a catch in the end zone that was just amazing, and then across the middle made a couple of catches.
One did he
play? He bobbled the ball. Yeah. That was a big first down.
Big
first down. Kept a drive alive. We ended up scoring. So. He's doing well, but we knew that we had talent at our receivers, and if we could just put it together and do it, because if they teams start doing things to take take Ethan Dawson away,
and they did a good job,
and you have to be they doubled him, and so you have to be able to go to Cody, you have to be able to go to Lamy, you have to be able to go to Mason Hunt. Those kids are ones that you want to make sure that are out there and understand that we can do those things with them, and they're great athletes.
And threw Kay McAllister out of the backfield on a fourth down play.
Absolutely, yeah. And kept a drive alive. And, it was just an outstanding ball game, and that's what reading in their comments and from Bethlehem is, that they knew how Devin Nesbitt was and how he could run the ball, and hoping we didn't give the ball that many times to him. And fortunately for us, that we were able to give him the ball a lot of times, and Devin had an outstanding game with 253 yards and 4 touchdowns. So, just did an outstanding job.
40 carries. That's a lot of carries for Devin Nesbitt.
Well, I never thought that we would have ran the ball that much in our offense either, but based on what they were doing, it was working, and that's what happens. And sometimes you have to be able to run the ball, and sometimes you have to be able to throw the ball. And when you can run it, of course, I'm old school. I'm a runner. I like to keep the chains going and stuff like that. So that wasn't that wasn't a bad thing on my part. Seeing Coach Thompson running the football, because I like the clock going. I like the chains moving. And we were able to do that.
21 first downs.
Yeah,
that's a lot of first downs.
Yeah, that means that you're driving.
Yeah.
And that's the old school. That's what we used to do in old school.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is old school, we didn't used to score 41 points. We used to win the ball game 22-21 or something like that,
And really, we very easily could have scored a couple more times in this game. We threw an interception in the end zone. We were getting ready to score right there. They never stopped us. We punted one time in this football game. We stopped ourselves up 2 or 3 times, but they never stopped us.
Yeah, correct. And those are things that we're going to have to iron out, because, as we said, as you advance and the playoff teams get better, and this team coming up next week is going to be better, and we can't make those mistakes. Not saying that Bethlehem wasn't a good football team, because they were a great football team and played hard. But we did stop ourselves, and we have to make sure that we understand that we can't do that and do the little things. But, Chris, I'm going to tell you, I think, when I watch the film and I look out there and I'm trying to pick a defensive player of the game, there's no bigger factor that I think when I look out there this week than when I see Brady Burke and Adam Beavers, the defensive linemen, just getting after them and making, they're making sacks, they're making tackles for losses behind the line of scrimmage. They're running from sideline to sideline. I watch Brady Burke one time. He slants away, and he doesn't stop. He continues on. The quarterback keeps the ball, rolls out, and he makes the tackle 3 or 4 yards down the field, and he's shy of a first down. And he's running at nose guard back. So, those two are defensive players of the game. Beavers had 7 solos, 5 assists, had a tackle for loss, had 2 sacks. And Brady Burke had 9 solos, 4 assists, had a tackle for loss. And I'm not saying there weren't others in there that could have been. I think Braxton Winders with 10 solos and 5 assists, he had a great game as well. But when I look at it and I watch the film, I think those two kids are the ones that made the difference for the game as far as defense. And a line. I mean, when you got a defensive lineman that just plays one position down there instead of lining up 5 yards from the line of scrimmage that can run after the ball, your linebackers are supposed to have more tackles than your linemen. But, you know, that's not taking away anything from Braxton. I think Braxton, I think T-Bone, I think Caden McAllister are all doing a great job and enjoy seeing that. But, you know, also
Sean O'Leary played a good game, too.
Sean O'Leary played a good game. He had 5 solos, had 10 assists.
Yeah. He was getting to the ball.
And, you know, we're going to have that. And I tell you, we challenged those defensive linemen, and I pulled them to the side and told them that those, you know, we're going to win this ball game because of those three. Make the difference. Yeah. Be the difference makers and use their speed and do what they have to do. And they do. I mean, they make a big difference. And they're just so quick, it's hard just to block them, you know. And then they redirect and get to the football.
I remember a couple of times where I think Beavers and Sean O'Leary, your two defensive ends, the guys on the ends of your line, were making they were the two guys making the tackle on either guy's side at different times.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sideline to sideline from their defensive end spot.
Well, I mean, it's what we do. That's what we do because we slant. So if we slant strong, then we're going to slant. You know, you're going to slant one defensive end to the strong side. You're going to slant him to the right. Well, the backside defensive end slanting to the right as well. So he has a chance to get to the play at the same time that the front side defensive end because he's using his quickness in our slant game. And that's just that's what our defense was designed around this year, and that's what we wanted to do. And that's what we have to continue to do. But, you know, I also I think that, you know, Cody Belt made some great plays. But I think also people don't understand what his leg does for us.
Oh yeah,
and he's a special teams player of the week. You know, when you can have the consistent extra points, and I know he missed one, but
yeah.
You know, you have the consistent,
first one I think he's missed all year.
Yeah, consistent extra points that he has had, and then being able to place the ball where we wanted to. Place the ball, it gives us great field position. I can tell you the one that number 7 ran back there and they scored in the first half, I believe it was. It wasn't supposed to go to number 7. So, you know, we do make mistakes in that area. But, you know, his consistency on where to place the ball is unreal. And his legs gotten so much stronger. And so I think he does a great job with that.
It was pretty clear the number 7 is, you say, Oler was, he was a good football player.
Yeah, and outstanding football player. So, you know, also, Chris, I have to mention that you know, I know Devin Nesbitt had 250-something yards and 4 touchdowns, mm-hmm. but you got to mention the offensive line. And, you know, they're just improving so much. They're getting better and better. And it's good to see those kids. And you have Ian Ellington, who was sick all morning. And
he got you 30 yards in that game.
Yeah, he got 30 yards because they were so mad at him.
They got him scored.
He just aggravated them. Yeah. So he stayed with him. He's just a man. I mean, it's amazing. You know, at a freshman, the aggression that he has and the desire that he has to get it done. And he's got great technique and he just stays after you. And again, we keep mentioning it. About the roach thing that we had, and I might have to change the name, and we might have to be the raid patrol or something, you know. But you know, he really understands what it takes and what we have to do. But you know, Chris, I think that we were over 20 roaches this week, you know, and that's amazing for these kids. And I remember there's been years
in the past, a game you might get 1 or 2 or 3.
We might get 1 or 2, you know. And
here you get 20 in a game.
Yeah, we get 20, and that just shows that they're trying. And you know, they are trying. I mean, they take pride in it, and they simply go after the kid to try to get a roach. And I think Ian Ellington had six or seven roaches, and Porter had 5 or 6 roaches. Gibson had 4. And Brock Langston was the lineman of the week. He had 8 roaches. So.
For somebody just listening in, explain that roach because people may not understand.
Yeah, I mean, the roach is if you're driving somebody off the ball and you make them fall on their back, you want to make them look like a dead roach because you know what a dead roach looks like. You go in and you know it's dead because it's on its back and the legs are up in the air. And so that's what that came from my playing days when I was at Murray State and my offensive line coach. emphasize roaches and stuff like that. And so, you know, this group is the one that's really taken to heart. And
it's been incredible, really.
Yeah, it's been great. And so we give them decals. We give them helmet stickers for that.
Is it a roach?
It's a roach. It's a roach. But, you know, we might have to think about that next year and give it a roach sticker for it. But, you know, they're pride stickers, you know. I mean, it's pride. And so, you know, it's great. And you know, I have to mention that Brock came to us from Union County. And, you know, I talked to him Friday night, asked him if he was glad that he was over here. And, you know, he said, absolutely. And I said, we are too, buddy. And you know, just proud of him for coming over here and now having a great year. So it's good.
The kids are having a ball on the sidelines. It's just, it really has. This year has been a very special time. And I think they feel it. They feel that they're playing for you, but yet for them, and to prove how good this team can be. And we forget that most of them are juniors. I mean, you've got some seniors that are key players on this team. Don't mistake what I'm saying, but a lot of these guys are going to be back.
Yeah, and a lot of it, you know, they're juniors or freshmen.
Yeah.
You know, you have to look at it that way. I mean, those junior freshman class, and there's a couple of sophomores that, you know, are going to contribute. Now, they're going to have their hands to fill with trying to come up with the replacements of the senior group. But, you know, the bulk of the team that we have are juniors, and, you know, that's why I really feel like, you know, that there's a possibility that this group will be ranked next year.
Oh, I think preseason we're a top 10 team.
Yeah, I think that they will, and I think that they're going to have to make sure that they work hard enough, because it's you know, it's hard to get to towards the top. It's harder to stay there.
It's harder to stay.
And so you have to make sure that you work hard and because you got a target on your back every week. So
we got a lot more football play this year.
Yeah. Well, we got one to play, I know.
We got one to play. And then I hope that this week we have a better crowd. I felt like this week we would have a good crowd, and it turned out when I got there, I was very disappointed. It was cold. Stands were pretty empty when the game started. Now, they filled up a little bit more as the game started. But I would attribute some of what you talked about, the kids' emotion and their momentum in that first half, I think had something to do with the fact there weren't many people there. And it's so important.
Oh, it is important. Yeah, and the kids thrive off of that.
They feel it, know it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I don't know, Chris. I don't know if it's the weather, you know, what the case was.
Opening the deer season.
I know Taverna. It might be opening the deer season. Mm-hmm. You know, but we really need to have a big crowd out there Friday night.
We need to build
a regional championship. Yeah. Here's what people don't understand. We, you know, we're sitting there fighting for wins throughout the season, and we beat Russellville. We win the district championship. We're in the playoffs, and now we're deep into the playoffs, third round, and this is regional championship.
Regional championship.
And this is the 13th game of the season that we'll be playing, and most teams play 10 games.
Yeah.
And maybe one after that. So
win this, you're one game from
win this,
and
it's like 2008. It's in my state. The only difference is that
we're going to be like 85. We're shooting for 85.
Yeah,
that 85 mark
yeah.
All the way.
Yeah, well, we're 8-4 right now. Don't put us at 8-5.
No,
that happened last week. I think was 7-4 and 7-5, but. No, I know what you're talking about. You're looking at the 85 team, and you know, it's no matter what happens, it's great for our program, and it's great to see, and it's well appreciated by me and our family on how these kids are playing, and you know, it's special.
It is.
It's special.
You couldn't have written a better script.
No, you know,
unless
you
go all the way to state. Now that's a pretty good script. Go all the way to state championship.
Yeah. And really, you know, if it ends Friday, it ends Friday.
It's been a storybook.
It's been a good one. If it doesn't, then you know, you go on and play again. So it's been all good, and you know, it's been exciting, and you know, we have the regional championship and
right here
a game coming here Friday night.
Seven
so
o'clock.
Come out, support us. 7 o'clock. It's against Campbellsville, and you know, they're excited about being here as well. I talked to their coach, and they felt like they took a step in the right direction, beating Russellville, and their program going in the right direction. And you know, that was the same way that we felt when we beat Russellville.
Yeah.
So
we'll talk at length about Campbellsville on the Thursday podcast. So tune back in on Thursday and talk about how things have gone this week, and get a report on where we're going to being injury-wise, I think everybody's pretty healthy right now, but we'll get it all lined out for you on Thursday and talk about this Campbellsville team that will come in for the regional championship on Friday night. Coach Starnes, hey, great win. Keep rolling, baby.
Great win. You know, I mean, Bethlehem, we finally beat them. That's the first time that we beat them since we've been playing them, I think, in four times.
Four tries.
First time that we got them, so it was exciting. And we're proud of the kids and the coaches.
This will be your fourth trip to the regional championship.
Fourth one, baby.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
All right, Rocket fans, tune back in Thursday. If you miss us in, we'll see you Friday night at the football game.